Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, Stacey and Jay Spoon until 6.
La, la, la.
Happy Monday, happy new week. And I'm happy to report, as of tomorrow, we will also be saying Happy New Month, because for the past 85,000 years, it has been March. And it feels like, I was saying to Jay in the prep meeting, because yes, guys, we do prepare for this. We don't just hana on a whim. We're good. We're not that good. That it feels like more has happened in the past 3 months. 2025 has been doing too much.
Yeah.
It feels like we've done more in the past 3 months than we had in the previous year and a half. There's just been a lot going on. But then if you think about the timeline and how long March has taken to get to the finish line.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what's going on here? It feels like it's been longer than it is. Stacey, we've had quite a few things happen in a province that are significant. The flooding, the budget speech being moved from 1 month to another month.
That was this month.
That was, exactly.
And then the great VAT attack of 2025.
Yeah. And then, you know, the weather, inclement weather conditions, the Google Doll's not happening on Friday. Guys,
a lot has gone down and attention must be paid.
It's not nice. Yeah. And in the spirit of just acknowledging this month, because it feels like the sentiment across the province is that I'm not liking this month. And we want to know, like, how has it been for you?
Yeah, because we don't want to, like, lean into the I'm so tired and it's only March, because we can't. That's a trap. That's a trap. We're not tired. We're just over March. So in the spirit of trying to turn that frown upside down, because that's what we do between 3 and 6, if you could potentially get in your bag and describe March in a particular way, like, was it fun? Was it rubbish? Would you compare it to like a bunny chow in a good way with extra sauce and 3 potatoes? Is it more like pop without the gravy? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Describe it using like a Mzansi meal.
Yes, you could do that. If you can't actually find the words to adequately describe
what
March was.
Man.
Because it wasn't pop with no gravy for everybody. So tell us, how was March for you? The world's longest month. 061-792-9495.
What's happening, Stacey and Jane? How are you, East Coast, all you lovely people? Guys, March has been a roller coaster of a month. It's been ups and downs. If I had to describe it as a chow, I would say it's a samp and beans with pork bones.
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Jasebu. Kerry here from the Crest. Oh, my March has been going so well, or went well. If I had to compare it to a dish, it would be a beautiful fettuccine Alfredo.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. This is Crescenta from Phoenix. My March was definitely spicy like a bunny chow, because my daughter turned 16 and we had the most awesome fairy tale birthday party for her.
Stacey and Jay, Ryan from Drummond. My March in a Mzansi dish would most definitely be a steak and kidney pie with thick gravy, followed with a beautiful, beautiful milk tart.
Damn, that's a good month right there. Steak and kidney. That's such a Durban thing as well.
It was also the extra gravy and the milk tart.
No, you're nasty.
That feels braggy, Ryan.
No, that's nasty. Okay, your turn. Describe the month of March using an Mzansi meal. What does it look like? Huh? Hey, but that gravy is triggering. Imagine having a
you
month
just
that
had lunch.
Gravy. I know, but
I
like,
saw you.
I want more gravy in my March.
Well, you can't. 061-792-9495.
Was it pup with gravy, with salt and pepper, with all the shebangs? I feel like mine was like Italian, because it was very foreign.
Oh.
Like a lot of things I didn't
foreign.
Know.
Yeah,
like
was it foreign?
Know. Foreign. Like, there's a lot that I wasn't in control of.
All I can tell you is that my March was super carb heavy, because yes. I am exhaust Tito's, an exhaust pipe. Okay, I now identify as an exhaust pipe.
Amen.
So get that in on 061-792-9495. March is finally toodling. We've had just about enough of this nonsense. It's been March for the past 3,000 years. We're bored. So we wanted to know from you, KZN, if you could describe your March as anything, maybe akin to a Mzansi favorite food meal situation. What would it be on 061-792-9495? And a lot of people were left starving this month based on this response.
Take a listen to your voice lot mashup.
Hi, Stacey and Spoo. I can say it's cornbread.
Yeah, March, ne? March has been more like 2 minute noodles for some of us.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo. My March has been long. Yeah, it would be Afrikaans braai, because those braais go on forever.
I know, that's right.
Sure, Stacey and Jaceboo, if I had to describe my march, I would describe it as isijingi. For anyone who doesn't know what isijingi is, it's a porridge made out of pumpkin, which I hate.
East Coast, my march has been like a lamb spit braai with mint sauce and fresh bread rolls. It's been a fantastic month.
Hi, Stacey and Jaceboo. It's Soros P. My march was a steamed bread with no sugar, no yeast, no salt, and some speckled beans on the side with no spices at all.
Hi guys, this is Cindy here. My month of March was like ordering the most delectable curry from one of the best curry places in KZN via delivery, and he doesn't pitch.
And Jasper, yeah, it's Mark, everyone's favorite. Well, I'll say the meal would be basically a nice leg of lamb, or a nice roast lamb, medium done, a little bit of pink inside still, roast potatoes, rice, cauliflower and broccoli cheese sauce, and maybe just a little...
Hi, Stacey and Jaceboo. If I could describe my march using a South African dish, I would say it is a pot of lamb biryani with an ice-cold glass of Coke.
Stacey and Uncle Spoo are aware, so my march was pretty much like a delicious biryani. Was all good, soft meat, correct meat-potato ratio, dal raita, works until I put into a lachi this morning.
Hi, Mario. We didn't ask for these. That's too good.
Also, now we know what we're having for dinner. So there we go, guys. All of us in the same boat, or the same plate, as it stands.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.